It's Albany's 783 Triple M Breakfast with Corey this morning, and I am so pleased to say this, that we are joined this morning by global business futurist Morris Missile. Morning, Morris. How are you this morning?
Yeah, very good, and I'm thrilled that you said it, Corey. Happy morning, everyone.
It is a happy morning indeed. Now, I think the hot topic that is on everyone's mind, it's dominating a lot of news cycles as well. It's creating a little bit of fear too. We've got to be clear about this. Artificial intelligence, and particularly sometimes the future of art authentications. Let's dive into this. What is AI and how does it authenticate paintings?
You're right. I mean, AI seems to be every conversation for the last 14 months or so. And I say 14 months because it was ChatGPT in November year before that kind of brought to everyone's attention. But artificial intelligence has been around since the 1940s or so. But now that we can do it ourselves, it seems to be the answer or the panacea to every problem. And one of the ones that I love, because I love looking for quirky little uses for new technologies or new things ahead, is this thing called art authentication. For many people, it means that we have this incredible painting sitting on our wall, you know, the grandma or great-grandma put up there, and nobody's looked at it for 100 years, and all of a sudden somebody comes by and says, that could be worth $5 million or could be worth $100 million. And we've seen TV shows on Netflix and others who have shown that process. Up until now, it's required humans to look at the painting, lots of really clever humans, perhaps, in lots of different art galleries around the world, to give an opinion about whether that art piece that was once thought to be horrible or had no use on grandma's wall, all of a sudden to be worth a fortune. And art authentication really says, well, yeah, incredible humans should still be involved, but we can actually teach technology, artificial intelligence, to do some of the basic heavy lifting on this thing.
Yeah, right. Well, you've touched briefly on the back of that regarding, does this mean machines will replace art experts?
I think it'll help them. And that's really how I want artificial intelligence to be used side by side with humans. What we can teach artificial intelligence to do is, because every art piece, every artist has a unique signature. I don't mean the thing at the bottom. I mean the way that they put their paint on, the way that their brush strokes apply, the colours they use, the landscapes they do, the way they do things really is repeated time after time in artists' pieces, even if each piece looks different. We could teach artificial intelligence to really quickly look at the portrait, look at the landscape, look at the piece of art and say, yeah, it does look like Rembrandt or it looks like an Andy Warhol and it has these strokes and these colours, and therefore there's a chance between 1 and 10 perhaps of how likely it is that this person painted this painting. And then using that technology, using that foresight, we then say to somebody who's incredibly wise about whoever the artist is, does this make sense? Does it look like it actually does belong to the artist? So two in hand, which I think is a truth for every industry on the planet. AI used by incredible humans will give us terrific outcomes.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I actually like the way you've posed that as well. It makes it seem a lot more job secure in a way. And are there any implications of this technology as well?
Of course there are. I mean, really we're talking, and you've touched on that word job, you know, we all fear that artificial intelligence will take our jobs. And for some people, that's the truth. It's mostly the routine jobs, the things that are fairly easy to teach to a piece of technology. But again, a lot of those jobs, even though they put food on table and are wonderful, don't allow us to be totally human. They don't allow us to use all of our skills. Mm. So for some of us, we'll need to upskill ourselves and get some other stuff that we might be able to ply and trade with. But for most people, the implications are exactly that. The routine work will disappear and we'll be required to do higher order human activities in our day-to-day jobs.
Gee, I like the sound of that. Higher order human activities. I think I could get around that. And finally, what's the future of AI in art authentication?
Like most industries, the genie's out of the bottle. I think artificial intelligence will be around, but the same way computers have been, you know, we didn't use them 40 or 50 years ago, the same way the internet's around, all of these things were terrible, horrible, heinous things that were going to collapse the world, make it a terrible place. We just got used to them. They're another thing doing some of our work. I think it's true in art authentication as well, that these artificial intelligence will live side by side and mostly be used by people who know what they're doing to make really good informed decisions with.
I think that's a really rational kind of response as well. Like for someone like me, I'm 29. I grew up with the internet, but I didn't grow up in the stage of consciousness, I guess, where it was like, this thing is new and it's going to take your job. So with this AI technology, it's the first time I've ever really experienced this. And I can see how people in the past would have got quite scared about this stuff.
Fear is always our first response to something that's new. We don't understand it. We're used to what we're used to. I mean, it makes common sense, of course. And this thing all of a sudden is challenging us. And it is a human innate trait, actually, for us to look at something and be scared or skeptical of it. But for somebody who's on the other side of the extreme, I mean, I saw the PC come in, literally. I saw mobile phones come in, the internet come in, social media. At every one of those stages, I was told by audiences, by clients on air, that it was the end of the world. And guess what? World's still here. We're still kicking. AI is the same. Yeah, we should be fearful of it. I'm not saying we run in and love it and accept it. Be fearful. Let's put good boundaries. Let's use it wisely. But it'll just be another technology soon enough that we use to do stuff with.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's very well said, Morris. Morris Missel, Global Business Futurist, thanks for joining me on Breakfast this morning.
A pleasure. Have a great week, everyone.
You're listening to Albany's 783 Triple M.